This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season 4. I'm Peter Chatti of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with... It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already. I'll give you new interviews just like this one every single week. You can grab a Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give this series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Those always help out so much. And we've had some great guests drop by lately, including industry legend and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Lenny Warrenker, John Densmore, the drummer of The Doors. We talked with Hannah John Common. She stars as Ghost in Thunderbolts. Gene Simmons of Kiss was here. Kevin Bacon and Jennifer Nettles dropped by to talk about The Bondsman on Prime Video. Adam Duritz of Counting Crows, Talking Heads, Don Felder of the Eagles. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with Auli'i Carvalho. She had an interesting start to showbiz. One minute, she's a teenager in Hawaii doing high school science fairs. The next, she's voicing a Disney icon with a chicken for a sidekick. Auli'i burst onto the scene as the voice of Moana, a role she landed at just 14, and she's been steering the canoe ever since. Since then, she's gone live action on The Power and Crush, sung her way through All Together Now, and advocated for LGBTQ+ and Indigenous representation like it's her second job. And now she's back voicing the title character in Lulu is a Rhinoceros, a new Apple TV Plus animated musical that tackles big ideas like identity, self-acceptance, and kindness, all through the eyes of a joyful animal who knows exactly who she is, even when others don't. Auli'i is going to discuss working with Leland and Allison Flum on the music, finding Lulu's voice, and how the story echoes her own experience as a queer woman of color. She'll also open up about a recent Broadway run in Cabaret alongside Adam Lambert's, her pivots into producing and directing, and why telling honest stories for young and old alike is the most powerful form of resistance. Let's get into this, talking Lulu is a Rhinoceros. It's Kyle Meredith with Auli'i Carvalho.
How are you today?
I should say first, congratulations on all the success lately. It looks like it's been a nice year for you. And now back here with Lulu is a rhinoceros. You get to play Lulu.
I do. I couldn't stay away from a musical for too long.
it's such an interesting story, right? Because here we have this this film for younger minds, but there's some very big topics going on. When I watch it, of course, I think about the national conversation with gender and gender rights and self-acceptance. I know this is the obvious place to start, but what is the story that you all are telling here?
You know, there are so many different morals that I think people could take from this. I myself am a young woman of color. I come from a very broad descent of Puerto Rico, Portugal, China. I am many, many ethnicities, and I'm also a queer person. And for many individuals, but myself included, I will get outside influences telling me that I am not enough of this particular thing, so I can't possibly be that. Or I look this certain way and I should probably change that about myself. And oh my goodness, it is so hard to just be you. And so Lulu is a rhinoceros is a beautiful ode to self-acceptance, that when Lulu wakes up in the morning, she knows exactly who she is. But by going throughout her day, it's the outside forces telling her that she should be something else that truly gets to her. So meeting great friends along the way and trusting in that knowledge that I am me and that is the best person to be, that is what I hope everyone takes away from Lulu.
I love the way you put that too, because there are so many morals that you take away from it, and the acts of kindness that puts throughout, and you know, and getting to be a character like this, especially at this time. I mean, you seem like, I mean, geez, you're coming off of Cabaret. This seems like the perfect time for you to be a part of the story like this. Is that nice timing? Is it, you know, the direction that you were actively looking for?
I'm always looking for projects that challenge me or characters that I've never played before. And I've never played a rhinoceros. And so that was very exciting to me. But as always, art is oftentimes the best act of rebellion and of joy. And that is what Lulu is. You know, Lulu is joy personified. I truly believe that. And there are many characters in this, many songs also. I love breaking out into spontaneous song and songs like Rhino Proof or Good Morning Beautiful You, or Let Me Start the Day Again when the things are getting rough, let me start it again. The Perfect You is You. Like, these are certainly easily digestible songs, but songs that have a lot of heart to them, and the story has a lot of heart to it.
We were working with Leland from RuPaul's Drag Race and Allison Flum on the lyrics, right? Yeah. Like, how much of this is a collaboration?
So much. I mean, Leland is a Golden Globe nominee, and Allison Flum is part of the father-daughter duo that also wrote the original book that this is like based off of. And it was such a fun experience, truly. I don't know that this story would be nearly as rich if we didn't include those specific voices in it, as well as a fantastic cast. We have Alex Newell, who plays Corey. We have Dula Hill, who's Flom Flom. I really enjoy the different textures that I hear. And I really, like, I'm hoping they drop the album soon because I'm trying to listen to it on repeat. I actually worked on this in 2023. So watching this back, I was just as excited as many of the people that I'm speaking with today, because I went, wasn't it great? Like, I haven't had that much time with it. I haven't been able to listen to the soundtrack on repeat, but I love it. I really do.
And we'll be right back right after this.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Auli'i Carvalho.
What do you hear when you like hear your voice too? Because I guess what I'm asking is, you know, find the individuality of the character in voice acting. Like what was your journey there of finding the voice of Lulu?
I originally, because I knew that this would be geared towards a younger audience, I had pitched her like a pitch of like, hey, how do you like this? I pitched her in a higher pitch. I went, hi, my name is Lulu. And they were like, no, we want her a little closer to you. And I went, oh, okay. But I also have in mind that Moana is very similar to me as well. It's just a little bit of a different intonation. And so I have no choice but to interject a lot of myself into my characters. I'm already quite dramatic, but I tried to make her sound wholly her own. And in the pop soundtrack as well, that's a different sound for me that I had a lot of fun with working with this team, and all of it felt very cohesive, but also very collaborative.
It's gotta be nice when the note you're given is, we want you.
It's very sweet, but I'm also like, let me do a character voice every now and again, you know, like someone cast me as like a villain. I don't know. I'll work with the voice.
I've heard you talk about wanting to get into action more. It feels like there's at least the opportunity there to bring that on the voice, if not physically.
Yeah, there are so many different roles for young women to play. And I, as long as I'm doing something different, then I'm happy.
Well, and I'll bring that up again because you did just finish. I think you finished with the cabaret run, right?
I did. Yes.
With our buddy Adam Lambert, who's been on the show many times before. But what a time to be telling that story. And I won't project here, so this is coming from me, but what a time to be taking on fascism. Like what itch does that scratch for you?
Oh, I love being challenged. I love telling stories that are meaningful. Cabaret was one that certainly challenged me. That was some work, but it also felt like I was doing the work at a time like this to be telling such an important story. It's also, like I said, the importance of art and challenging ourselves, challenging the person in the mirror to be better and to do better and recognize our own biases. And I also feel it's equally as important with Lulu, you know, to be able to speak to a younger audience in a tone that they understand that this, without any other type of connotations, any other agenda, it's about kindness. It's about accepting individuals for who they are and who they say themselves to be and know themselves to be. And it's also greeting people with curiosity instead of judgment, and perhaps to find a similarity between those two projects that I was just discussing. You know, there are places of inclusivity and friends that see you for who you are. And if you lose that, it's a very different world. But that is not the world that Lulu lives in. And so what a joy to live in it.
It's my first thought with the 30 seconds of that, the film with Lulu is like, this would be a nice place to hang out for a day or forever, you know, whatever. Yeah.
It's modeled after New York City. Did you notice that there were like shots of Central Park and things like that? This could be our world if we were all just a little kinder, I'd like to believe.
And you just moved to New York City, like permanently, right? Like you're an actual resident. So you're taking this both versions at once.
Yes, exactly. I am enjoying spring. I feel like this was the New York that I was promised. I don't know that I'm looking forward to the other two seasons of summer, and then we're back to winter again, but I'm going to take it on the chin.
The 12 degree weather in New York, that's something, just a blast of coldness.
And it's, doing it for the plot. Yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Auli'i Carvalho.
It's so great seeing you all. And I know I'm going to wrap up, but producing as well. I mean, speaking of Moana, I'm like, you're producing that, and I see the Queen's Flowers. Like, what is this version of your life now?
It's filled with art. I truly am recognizing that I don't have to be in everything. Like, if I can help tell a story from behind the scenes, that makes me just as happy. And there are so many incredible writers and stories to be told that I just want to see blossom. And Queen's Flowers is one of those. I was so moved by the storyline that I went, oh my gosh, what can I do? How can I tell this story a little louder even? And as I continue producing and as I work on directing as well, that's the goal, to just keep telling wonderful stories.
And the Reef one too, and I'm dropping the title. Sorry, what's the
Builders?
Yeah. Congrats on all this, and especially on Lulu as a Rhinoceros. What a great story, and it's been so great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. I'll talk to you next time.
My thanks to Auli'i. Lulu is a Rhinoceros. You can catch it on Apple TV Plus. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. You'll get new interviews just like this one every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Etta James, Salt, Jack Johnson, The Ramones, Wet Legs, Sasami, Leon Bridges, The Killers, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Sharon Van Etten, Olivia Dean, Valerie June, and my interview with Lizzie Green as we talk about Ransom Canyon on Netflix. That's what you can hear when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always at Kyle Meredith. Please do like, follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.